Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Been hearing that the Dáil debate on exiting Level 5 is just getting underway. I think it was delayed a little bit. The lobbying to TDs from various sectors has been off the charts, according to a report in the Irish Times. Let's have a listen to Independent Rural TD for Limerick, Richard O'Donoghue, speaking during leaders' questions earlier this afternoon. He was asking Micheál Martin why hotels and restaurants and the like were not getting advance notice of changes from Level 5 to Level 3 or Level 2.
Why the delay on details regarding the opening of hotels, pubs, restaurants and other businesses? If the intention is to open the businesses for Christmas, why all the secrecy? If you were having a turkey for Christmas dinner, you would be making plans around this. And you would be making your plans a month to 5 weeks in advance because you'd have to order your turkey or whatever food you'd have for Christmas. Why? Because of supply and demand. Are there any considerations for the looming issue regarding the supply chain of food for hotels, pubs, restaurants for Christmas? Hotels, pubs and restaurants have not ordered food or drink from their suppliers for months. They still do not know, are they opening? They can't just turn a switch and say, I'm opening tomorrow, and all the suppliers have the stock for it.
And that's Independent Rural TD for Limerick, Richard O'Donoghue, as I say, speaking in the Dáil earlier today. Also a little bit earlier on, the Taunushy Leo Varadkar tweeted, looks like we're back on track, broadly speaking. Let's all keep at it and avoid any slippage, he says. Only a week more of Level 5 to go. The lower the numbers, the more we can open up, he says. That's Leo Varadkar. Here now to give us her view on exiting Level 5 and reopening the country is Patricia Carney, who's Professor of Epidemiology in the School of Public Health at UCC. And Professor Carney, you're welcome to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac.
Now, I don't know, I think you didn't hear Duncan Graham of Retail Excellence earlier, but he was saying they want to reopen the country and retail 2 days earlier. They want to allow indoor dining and cafes and restaurants, and they don't want any county boundary when it comes to shoppers. What do you make of that?
So, I mean, I think this is really a difficult time for everyone, and particularly for those industries that have been hardest hit, and I think we need to focus on the things that we know about. I heard the Taoiseach calling today saying that we're going to be basing things on the evidence. And so we need to look at the evidence here in Ireland and elsewhere in terms of settings that are higher risk. And we know that something like indoor dining is definitely of higher risk. There's a lot of focus at the moment on Christmas, and maybe we can think a little bit differently in terms of communal outdoor celebrations and different ways of coming together that will keep ourselves, our families, our communities safe.
But what is the data specifically now? Because this is what cafes and restaurants and retail are looking for. Do we have good data on how risky these places are when it comes to transmission of COVID-19?
Sure. And this is, I suppose, one of the challenges, Cormac, and this is something as an epidemiologist that I'm dealing with all the time, in that, you know, you need to have the data and then you need to understand the complexities underlying that data as well. And so one of the things that we see, you know, regularly is the report of cases and where transmission occurs. And so we're seeing a lot about household transmission. But of course, that's the kind of forward transmission. And we need to be able to look back as well and figure out what the sources of that transmission was. And there is increasing numbers of studies coming out internationally demonstrating that indoor dining, pubs, bars, restaurants, that, you know, that's where transmission can occur. But it's, I should say, it's not just international data. So we've had some case histories from our own specialists in public health medicine who've given these, where they've been able to go into the detail of the transmission and have shown how a setting like a restaurant resulted in lots of future cases.
Setting like a restaurant or a restaurant, because this is what frustrates an awful lot of business people throughout the country, and I've spoken to an awful lot of them. They are simply absolutely frustrated, number one, at being closed, but they understand the public health reasons for that. But they're also frustrated by what they perceive to be the lack of transparency around all of this. Is there data to show that in restaurants, this is the level of transmission? In cafes, this is the level of transmission?
And I suppose you're getting there, Cormac. I think we all share the frustrations in even the data that is available. You know, what is a cafe? What is a restaurant? You can imagine the type of place which can have a whole wall of windows that are open, has lots of air circulating, has people very far apart. The transmission risk there, you know, is potentially different. And I know that some of the frustrations are that people are kind of following all the rules and yet still, you know, they're not able to open. But the reality is that, you know, you can't wear a mask when you're eating a meal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you don't need loads of scientific studies to illustrate that. You know, the studies are emerging. I suppose one of the things that we need to emphasise is that this is a new disease. And so I understand the frustrations that we don't have as much evidence as we would like to have. But the evidence that we do have clearly demonstrates that these indoor spaces where people are not wearing masks, mm-hmm. they are sharing, you know, they're in relatively close to each other and to other people, and that can increase transmission.
Patricia, Neffet said that their target was to get below 100 cases per day by the 1st of December. Now, I think progress was stalled a little bit last week or so. Do you think there's any chance of reaching that target now? And if we don't reach the target, what do you advise government to do?
So I think, I mean, it's difficult. I think it would be fantastic if we got there by next week, but I think it's unlikely. I suppose what the question that I would be asking, and I wouldn't take it upon myself to be advising government, but I think the question that we need to be asking is, what end are we working towards? You know, so what does it mean to have less than 100 cases a day? This idea of living with the virus, how sustainable is that? Because how long will it be before we're back up? And we know that this virus increases exponentially when it's allowed, when it's in an environment where it can be transmitted. And so, what's our goal here? What are we working towards? We saw that our numbers dropped really dramatically over the summer, and we were very close to really suppressing the virus. And so I think we need to think carefully before the government, because they're the ones tasked with this and they need to show leadership here. And really figure out what are we working towards. Yeah.
You understand this more than most of us listening to this, and certainly myself. But I do know that Neffet was saying some weeks ago, look, if we get below 100 cases per day on the 1st of December, modelling shows that we probably wouldn't get back to around 300 cases per day until mid-January. Now, we were at 252 or so cases yesterday. We're quite a bit away from being below 100 cases per day. Is it inevitable then, if they lift level 5 restrictions, as they've promised to do, that we'll be back in lockdown come January? Is that inevitable?
That's absolutely my concern. And I think that's the conversation that we need to be having when people are talking about Christmas and wanting to celebrate Christmas, is to what end?
And you're saying that, so what's your concern there? Is it that compliance could erode a little bit?
So, I mean, one of the things I would say is that we've seen that Irish people have been extraordinarily compliant with the restrictions that have been put in place. We've adhered to the travel restrictions. People have tried to work at home as best they can. But at some point, I think we need really leadership from the government. And so to me, this is we need a political strategy as to how we're going to get out of this. Mm. And we need to try, you know, if we could say we need to get a point where there's virtually no cases in the country, we can look at places like Australia, where they divided their country up into different zones, got to zero and allowed life to reopen as normal. And then, you know, the restaurants can open, the churches can open, the museums, and we can have our lives back.
Mm. And people want their lives back at Christmas, though, don't they? I mean, what do you say to people? It seems to me, trying to read the texts and the tweets and so on coming through to our screen here, there are two camps. One camp who is waiting obediently for the government advice and around Christmas time, and that they're going to abide by it. There's another camp that says, look, I have been abiding by the rules since March or earlier, and I am absolutely going to have Christmas. Now, what do you advise those people to do?
So, I mean, I think it's really important that we adhere to the guidance, and then it's really important that the guidance is based on the best evidence and is not influenced unduly by lobbyists, because if we're opening up places that we know encourage transmission, it's going to be worse than what has been predicted in January, and we're going to see the numbers come up again, and none of us want to be back there.
Yeah. Let me put Ger from County Meath's point to you, or question, Patricia, before I let you go. He says, great idea eating outdoors, but has that lady been outside this evening, he says.
I have, and I had a lovely warm coat on and a hat and gloves. And, you know, if you look at Nordic countries, they live their lives outdoors right the way through the year. I think we need to think differently. We need to think about spaces where we can have, you know, we have some streets. I live in Cork. We've had streets there that they've put some covers in place, but there's still lots of air coming in either side. Mm. You know, We have a beautiful country, a beautiful outdoors. We can live in it differently.
Patricia, they say turkey is a dry bird, don't they? A dry meat. But if you're eating outside, it might be
pretty... Do the turkey and the barbecue. That's my advice.
Might be pretty moist this Christmas. Look, we'll leave it there. Professor of Epidemiology at the School of Public Health, UCC, Patricia Carney. Thank you very much indeed.